Welcome back to the podcast. We're on episode 143. I'm so excited that you've decided to hang out with me for the next 20 minutes. Today, we're talking about asking your provider the right questions. So specifically, one question you should ask your OB, but also just the power of taking responsibility and almost doing a consult on your own terms to make sure you and your provider, whether it's an OB or a midwife, are on the same page. And the power that this has to change the path of your prenatal care and change how your birth feels, it's quite amazing, the outcome. So that's what we're going to talk about today. If you would like more on interviewing providers and a question list, go check out episode 34. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. I go over the question list and kind of how to use your gut to discern some of these answers. And then one more thing, I have a live class coming up on home birth in the hospital that I mention at the end of this episode. So be sure to stick around so that you know when it is and how to register and what the VIP upgrade options are. All right, let's get into this episode. This is not your average birth podcast because you are not the average mom. Welcome to Unapologetically Unmedicated. I'm your host, Fierce Lizzie, and I am unapologetic when it comes to normal, physiologic, unmedicated birth. I want you to have your best birth because I know that an empowered birth leads to an empowered motherhood. If you want to be the boss of your birth and do birth your way, it's time to get informed, educated, and empowered. Today, I want to share with you a conversation that I had with an Academy mom last week about a conversation that she had with her OB. And it is quite amazing what a few simple questions can uncover and what it led to for this mom. So she is just over 20 weeks and she had a prenatal appointment with her OB. Now, she's been listening to the podcast. She also just joined Unmedicated Academy with me and she's been digging into the content there. And so she is really starting to take radical responsibility and she knew the important questions to ask. One of which was, what is your cesarean rate? And we just talked about this on the podcast in the cesarean episode where I talk about ways to avoid a cesarean. And I said, you absolutely should be asking your OB what their cesarean rate is. You can even ask if you're in a group kind of setting where there's midwives and there's OBs, you can ask them, like if you're not seeing the OB, you can still ask like what their overall cesarean rate is. And here's what is important to know is if they, you know, a midwife might not know the cesarean rate. Okay. That could be true because midwives don't do cesareans. So that's not something that they maybe are keeping track of. But your provider, whether it's a group, whether it's a single OB, they should know what the cesarean rate is. So maybe that specific midwife wouldn't know, but if you were to like ask one of the OBs or someone else in the group, they should know. If they don't know, that's a little bit of a red flag. What I talked about in that cesarean episode was that what we see is when providers are mindful of their cesarean rate and watching their cesarean rate and also actively trying to lower that, they tend to have really low cesarean rates, right? Because they care, because they're keeping track of it, okay? So if you were to ask this question, what is your cesarean rate? And they don't know, or they brush it off, they don't answer you, this is a red flag. This is a red flag. This would be like getting money advice from someone, like hiring someone as your financial planner who doesn't even know how much money they have in stocks, in savings, in their checking account, right? You wouldn't hire that person. Same with an OB. Now, again, midwives might not know the rates because midwives do not do cesareans, which is why if you are a low-risk mom, heck, even if you're a high-risk mom, by hospitals' high-risk standards, their moms they label high-risk can still have unmedicated vaginal births, right? Any mom that has like gestational diabetes or a little bit of high blood pressure, or they're over 35, like they are automatically high risk when they still can have unmedicated vaginal births in most cases. So if that's you, if you want a vaginal birth, if you want to avoid intervention, like you shouldn't have an OB. Just don't have an OB. They are surgeons. Try to have a non-surgeon if you want to avoid a surgical birth. Okay. I got way off track. So back to this Academy mom. So she asked her OB, what is your cesarean rate? And he said 24%. Now our average cesarean rate is 32% right now. So that's below average. And she, in this conversation, she was like, oh, hold on one second. And she was like, let me get out a pen and paper. I want to write some of these down. And when she said that, he was like, well, you know, it's probably closer to 35%. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Hold on a second. He said one number and then he changed it to another number that is higher than the average, right? That's a much higher number. Once she was going to write it down, to me, that means he didn't want it to be documented that he was lying to her, basically. And who knows, maybe even the 35% was a conservative number. Who knows? I mean, that just is eye-opening in and of itself, that they will lie to you about certain things until they see that you are serious and you mean freaking business, right? As soon as she was like, let me write this down, he was like more forthcoming with the information. So often in our maternity care, in our prenatal care, women are treated like children. That is such a thing you would say to a toddler, right? Just kind of tell them what they want to hear when they ask the questions. Oh yeah, sure. Maybe we'll do that later, sweetie. Like that's what it sounds like. That's how they treat grown women who are capable of making their own decisions. We walk into this maternity care system and we're basically told what to do. So the benefit of having these conversations and asking these questions is you are now taken more seriously. This is one positive outcome I have seen over and over and over again from Academy moms is when they go in with the questions, when they go in and say, well, I know that, you know, there's this option and then there's this option and well, the evidence shows this, or well, I know that this is true. As soon as they come in knowing their stuff, they are treated so differently. They are now being asked about things. They are now being active decision makers and treated like active decision makers just by presenting themselves as such. Our standard maternity care system is used to women walking in and wanting to be told what to do because the average woman isn't taking responsibility for her birth. She's just like getting pregnant and hoping, like, this is the attitude is like, well, I don't care how the baby comes out. Just, you know, I want this baby to be born. Like, I'm tired of being pregnant, right? That's the attitude they're used to dealing with. That is the majority of women that walk in. Whether they truly want that or not, I really don't think they want that. I just think it's how we have been conditioned to go in and let the doctors take care of everything, sweetie. You know what I mean? So having these conversations, asking these questions can change the trajectory of your prenatal care. Now, if you do have an OB, this is the one question you need to be sure that you are asking because of everything we talked about in the cesarean episode. If you haven't listened to that one, be sure to go listen to it. Now, for this academy mom, this wasn't the only question she asked, but I just thought this question was really telling with his response. She asked a few other questions, and ultimately, this conversation led to both of them amicably agreeing that he wouldn't be the right fit for the type of care that she wanted. He said it, and she said it, and it wasn't in a rude way. It wasn't like anybody was firing anyone. It was just like, you know, I think that you and I, we wouldn't feel comfortable working together. And so now her next appointment, she's switching to a midwife, and she's going to be asking these very similar questions to her midwife. Now, this reminds me of an appointment that I just had, actually, with an oral surgeon to get an 11-year-old root canal pulled out. If you know, you know. If you don't know, go jump down the root canal rabbit hole. Sorry. hopefully you don't have any root canals. But I had an appointment, and it's like, it's not the regular dentist. It's like it's an oral surgeon, right? I had an appointment specifically for a consult. And this isn't the only time this has ever happened. Like, there's a lot of different people that you'll make, you know, service providers, medical care providers that you make a consultation appointment with first to kind of plan out the course of action. And so I had this appointment and I went in and, oh yeah, okay, it's this tooth. Yeah, okay, well, we'll do this. Yeah, we'll definitely go in and get and pull it, and we'll probably, you know, we won't replace it. And okay, perfect, that's what I want. And he said, you know, we'll just give you some anesthesia, blah, blah. And I was like, well, really would prefer to not have anesthesia. And he was like, no, we really don't want to do that. Okay. Did he even listen to me? Right. So now I'm not going with that surgeon. I'm going to go find the surgeon that will do it without general anesthesia, because that's what I want. That's the best fit for me. So why are we not doing this with our OBs, with our midwives? Well, home birth midwives actually do this too. So home birth midwives will always schedule a consultation, and it's typically free. I had to pay for that consultation with the oral surgeon. It wasn't very expensive. It was less than $20. Maybe that was because of my insurance. I'm not sure, but home birth midwives will do this for free. So if you're thinking of home birth, I tell you this all the time, right? Just have a home birth. If you can have a home birth, you can actually talk to whoever your local home birth midwife is for free and get your questions answered and see if they could even take you on. Because here's the irony, right? That's what the consult is for. It's for them. It's more for them, right? To know if it's a good fit, but it should be equally for the woman who is taking radical responsibility, equally for you to see if it's a good fit. Just like me with the oral surgeon, I decided it's not a good fit, right? But so here's the funny thing is that a hospital birth midwife, home birth midwife, doesn't matter. If she were to practice out of scope, she would like get her license taken away. She would be chastised. She would be punished, right? And she doesn't. She does not practice out of scope. She doesn't, you know, she has these rules that she has to follow. Some of them are dumb rules, like going past 42 weeks, like, oh, home birth midwives in some states, if you go past 42 weeks, they can't take you. You risk out, right? Those ones are, that's a whole nother podcast, but other times the midwife is responsibly transferring a mom who has legitimately become high risk, right? Because she is no longer the best fit for her birth, right? Because the midwife's expertise is a certain type of birth. And if you don't fit that type of birth, she's not going to take you on because she's not the best fit for you. Yet, the OB can take anyone and everyone. They do. You can call up your local OB and tell them nothing and they'll take you on. Yep, we'll add you to the roster. Pregnancy number 1,275 for this year, right? They just like stack them on. I've never heard of an OB like turning down clients because they're overbooked, right? They're booked out. Midwives do. Remember, this is that gap that I talk about all the time. Midwifery care is more individualized. Our hospital care, you're literally a number going through the system. Not to say you can't find a great OB or a great midwife within the hospital system. It's just they're two different systems and they work two different ways, right? So I just think that is so ironic. Like the OB will take anyone and everyone, even though they're a surgeon, even though they should only take high risk moms, they will typically take anyone, low risk moms, unless you have conversations like our academy mom. Because a physiologic unmedicated birth is really honestly outside of the scope of most OBs. Yet they will still take those births. They'll still take them. Okay, now speaking of filling the gap, I have two places where you can get more support from me right now. This month, the month of May, if you're listening to this like in fairly real time, right? So if you're due in August, you're listening to this right now, real time, or you're like, you know, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32-ish weeks pregnant, I am enrolling for your due date month right now. This is earlier than what the typical mom, like when the typical mom is starting her birth education, because you're not the typical mom. Okay, we're getting informed, we're getting educated, we're learning advocacy skills. It takes a little longer. Cannot tell you how many moms come to me, you know, the month before their due date. And I'm like, sis, we had a lot of work to do. You don't have enough time now that you're potentially having a baby in 2 to 6 weeks, right? So if you're in that 28 to 32 week range, now is the time to get into the academy and really spend the time getting informed and educated and actually applying what you're learning to your pregnancy and your birth. Like this academy mom who is interviewing her OB at 20-ish weeks pregnant, right? Now, I know when you get inside the academy, you are going to be blown away by how much support is in there. And I know this because the new academy moms tell me so every single month. I can't believe this is in here. I can't believe how much is in here. I can't believe this bonus is in here. It is so much support that you're just gonna be blown away. I have a 7-day refund window. If you like get in there and you're like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was gonna be, you can always get a refund. Literally, I've done it one time. Because every single mom is like, oh, wow, no, there's a lot in here. This is exactly what I need. Not to mention, we have weekly support in the group. You have check-ins with me. You are truly getting the individualized support that is missing from our maternity care system. Okay, now the second place that you can get support from me this month outside of Unmedicated Academy is a live class that I am hosting on home birth in the hospital. Now, listen up, because this part's kind of confusing. It is going to be free for you if you can attend live on May 23rd and you are one of the first 100 registered. Okay. If you can't attend live or you're number 101 and you missed the first 100 spots, all you need to do is upgrade to VIP. VIPs will not only be able to watch live, so VIPs can come live as well, but you're also going to get lifetime access to the replay. You're going to get a bonus Q&A session with me. You are going to get a workbook that you can use alongside the class and exclusive access to the VIP home birth in the hospital group. Okay, this is totally worth the $7 to upgrade. I will put the registration link in the description. If you're an Unmedicated Academy mom, you get to go to this class for free. You get the recording. You don't have to. When you're an Academy mom, you are my ultimate VIP. You get all the things. You get all the support. Okay. I hope I'll see you there. And the registration link is in the description. If you enjoy this episode, I know you're going to love my birth program. Unmedicated Academy is a comprehensive birth education that is not only going to have you feeling prepared, educated, and confident for your birth, but you'll also walk away knowing all of your options, all of your birthrights, and have killer advocacy skills so that you hold the power in your birth. The podcast is just a little taste of what you'll get inside the program. Are you ready to go all in? You can learn more about Unmedicated Academy at fiercelizzie.com/academy.